Starting a new business is rarely easy and almost never done without some kind of outside help. In Arkansas, a number of entrepreneurial competitions are designed to aid in the creation of homegrown businesses. Valerie Erkman is the Vice President for Marketing at Arkansas Capital Corporation, a group dedicated to fostering entrepreneurial endeavors in the state. Recently, she sat down with Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas.
Your firm has been very busy this past month with a lot of activity.
Yes, we have.
Let's begin with the Battle of the Brands, a very friendly competition to kind of boost brand awareness of companies and firms in Arkansas, kind of a NCAA tournament bracket, similar to the basketball tournament. Tell me about this year's winner, the Twisted Pearl.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great story. So the Twisted Pearl really is a company that she operates out of her home and in Conway, and she does custom yarn. Basically, she takes it from very start to finish, and then she sells it internationally. She sells it, you know, United States, all around the world. And I think what made her do so well in this competition was obviously her social media outreach. She used it from the very beginning of the contest and kept it going and just continued to amp it up. And she came away the winner.
So this was Twitter and Facebook and
everything. Yes, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. She used all kinds of things. Yep.
Were you guys going to do the competition again?
It definitely was. So the whole competition was intended to basically promote and let people know about ArcSourceLink.com. Arkansas SourceLink is basically a free resource for entrepreneurs, startups, small businesses. It's just tons of resources out there, educational information. You can download videos, really get educated on how to develop a business plan. And it's also really intended to self-educate for these small businesses. And so one of the popular things is our calendar of events where people can see events that are coming up, classes that are available. We also have a really popular blog. So the whole purpose of Battle of the Brands was really to get people aware of Arkansas SourceLink. It has been wildly successful. We had almost 10,000 votes.
Now, one of the other things I like about that website too is it's got mentoring advice on that. I mean, there's a way to kind of connect and build. So speak to me a little bit about why mentorship is so important.
Right, and I do think that's one aspect of the site. We do have a lot of information out there about how to connect with a mentor, why a mentor is important to help you with your business. So yeah, that's a really cool aspect of the site.
Let's talk about something else that occupied a little bit of your time this last month, and that is the Don W. Reynolds Governor's Cup competition for business plans. Undergraduate and graduate students, tell me how big this thing has become over the last decade. I mean, it has really exponentially grown.
Yeah, so this is our 13th year. This year we had 47 teams from 13 different Arkansas colleges and universities who submitted business plans. And so we just had our luncheon last week and we announced the winners. The top two graduate teams and the top two undergraduate teams will go on to compete in tri-states. All combined, it's one of the largest business plan competitions in the country.
The undergraduate winner, Catch 22 from UALR, tell me what Catch 22 does real quick.
Sure. Catch 22 really developed a process to take an invasive fish species, Asian carp, and turn it into a liquid fertilizer.
That's a pretty
It's very cool.
It
definitely is, and it's a problem. It was an environmental problem, and I think what they said, they took an environmental problem and made it an environmental solution.
Pica Solar, is that how you pronounce it?
Pica Solar.
Pica Solar.
Yeah.
Right. University of Arkansas.
Yes.
That was the graduate revolutionary kind of development
in
solar power.
Yes. So they developed a process for increasing the efficiency of solar cells. I believe they said they're going to increase the efficiency by about 15%, and they're also going to save solar cell manufacturers about $20 million annually. Apparently, this is one of the biggest breakthroughs in solar power since the 70s.
Valerie Erkman is the Vice President for Marketing for Arkansas Capital Corporation. You can hear more from her conversation with Roby Brock at talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.